At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The stool is back together. Sip, good to have you back today.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You're on game day eve. We missed you with the talk with the governor yesterday, but it was fun.
Yeah, how was the governor?
I thought he was great.
Governor Pillins is his name.
We asked him how we should address him. He said, governor's fine for Jim Pillins.
Governor's fine.
He said Jimmy's fine.
Great.
We went with Mr. Governor.
I did not call him Jimmy. I felt odd calling him Jimmy as the governor.
Yeah, so
I
just, Jim would be.
I stayed with
he
Governor
came in
Pillin.
With high security.
Yes.
He was whisked in and there was high security. I went over to shake their hands and they really didn't want. They were kind of like just looking at me. Yeah, I was like, hey, really? Listen, just kind of stay away a little bit here. We're in charge.
Did they shake your hand?
They did, though. Yes, okay. They did. They were polite. Don't get me wrong. But they were there to do a job and I was kind of jacking around.
You never
around.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be on my radar if I was a security guy.
I would
watch out for this
right now. If me and Sip were the ones guarding the governor, a lot of things would get past us. A lot of things,
you guys get distracted
almost hourly. Do you guys see what just happened there? No, I don't. I was getting a Pop Tart. I didn't see anything that happened.
I was at the vending machine. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, there'd be a lot of things. That's not right. No one's getting a hold of us real quick to be security for government.
Don't sell yourself short.
They had three people here. Three.
Yeah.
Three people.
Including the governor?
Yeah. Well,
or addition to the governor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Armed.
He is the governor.
Armed. Yes.
So that went good.
That went well. We missed you for that, but
yeah,
we're glad you're here today, though.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Because you were at, this is by the way, game day eve, Nebraska, Colorado. I'm sure be a lot of fans rolling in by the studio today, the station today at some point here soon. But you had a big event last night, Sip.
People, I've learned at these events that they like idle chit-chat.
Okay.
And maybe we should just do idle chit-chat.
Tell the people what the event was that you were at in Columbus, Nebraska last night.
Well, I mean, there was a Columbus. All right, I'll keep it brief. The Columbus Hall of Fame inducted a bunch of people, and one was Martin B. Sipple.
Marty.
Martin Bruce Sipple. I think his name is middle name is Bruce.
You don't know his middle name?
I think it's Bruce. Brother.
You should know that.
You should know that.
Yeah. Might be Mark. Anyway, Martin Sipple went into the Columbus High School Athletics Hall of Fame. Now, this was, first of all, it was an incredible, like, it's big. It's a big, now, there's a bunch of other guys, like, for instance, Tim Carpenter, Troy Watchhorn. Do you recognize those names?
Yes, I do.
Do you recognize those names?
I knew Tim Carpenter. I didn't know the second one, though.
Ooh. Interesting. Troy Watchhorn was a great defensive back.
That's a hole in my game. Tim Carpenter, very well.
Watchhorn started defensive back, Jake.
Well, I know I knew Carpenter.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Did you talk to the governor?
I kept a very low profile. The governor was there. He spoke.
Yeah.
And it was a good speech. There's a lot of people that spoke. Wow. Yeah. Martin's speech was the one I was most focused on. He did a great job. Great job. Good job, Marty.
No surprise there, though.
He's an orator. He's an orator.
Well, we see Marty today here in Lincoln.
There's activities related to the Hall of Fame today in Columbus.
Wow. Okay.
This is an ongoing event.
The Hall of Fame is a big deal. It's a big deal to be in the Hall of Fame. Tamara's in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, I will tell you that it is.
Yeah, it's a really big deal.
It is a big deal in Columbus and other places. So Marty would be probably here tomorrow. Probably here tomorrow.
Should we expect you to be in the Hall of Fame sometime in Columbus?
No, I don't think.
You were the Journalist of the Year.
Journalist of the Year.
That's got to mean something to Columbus.
Is there a Journalism Hall of Fame? There should be.
No. Now, I got to address something with you guys. And we always take our stuff to the air, you know, the decisions.
Personal stuff, yes.
Yeah, we have to make in this world. Okay, the event started at, there's a social that started at 5.
Was there hors d'oeuvres?
5:30.
Any sort of hors d'oeuvres?
If there were hors d'oeuvres, I wasn't aware of it.
Okay.
So I don't think so.
For the social, nothing. Okay.
There's a lot of drinking.
Drinking, okay.
As you'd expect.
And now, so the event started at 5:30, the social, and then the major event started at 6:30. It was a long line of speeches and people being inducted. Marty was one of the first speeches, thank God. And now, at about 9, I made a snap decision. I told my dad, hey, can I bug out now? He goes, yeah, you got reason. And I said to Marty, are you cool with me leaving now? And he said, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's fine.
And you're clear then. It's good.
Yeah. And then my sister was with me. And I said, all right, walk out the door in 5 minutes. I'll pick you up at the door. And that was it. But I felt kind of bad leaving early.
They told you it was okay, though. You asked your dad and Marty.
But I left before, there's a couple guys left to do their speeches. And I left before the thing was over.
Well, you live in Lincoln. You have a early wake up for the show.
Am I clear?
You're fully clear.
Yeah. Bill's an old school guy. You're an old school guy. Are you clear? Was I out of line leaving early?
Not out of line. No, not
my
out
mom
of line.
Thought I was out of line. Mom was not a fan.
So one person not a fan.
If I would crunch the numbers in my head. Excuse me. If it was somewhere, it's like, okay, if I leave now, it's now. And this thing will be over in 25 minutes. Then I probably would have tried to have stuck around.
It was going until 10.
Yeah,
and you weren't getting out of that lot till 11.
Yeah. So then that's the difference. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you get out, then there's a lot of small talk afterwards. I'm getting home as opposed. Okay. That's it.
I'm glad you made that. You're here this morning.
Yeah. Columbus.
You had a full day yesterday.
Columbus was interesting. I don't get back there.
Did you go to Glur's Tavern?
No, I didn't have time. We just went straight. Marty got pictures in front of both our houses.
Three-car garage.
No, we didn't.
You've already told me you had a three-car garage.
One of the houses had,
gated community.
So he got in pictures of our first two houses. It was kind of cool. Martin B's having a good time. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Tennis.
He was a tennis player.
Yes.
Oh, state champion.
Yeah, all state right, champion. That's probably people, still beat me at this point.
Did you know he was a state champion before 2 weeks ago? Did you have any idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
It comes up with Thanksgiving once in a while.
No, I don't remember it happening,
you
really.
Wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there. No, I wasn't.
What's the age difference?
1 year.
1 year and you weren't.
Come on. It's not like 10 years.
No,
it's 1 year.
Well, I was only 4 years old college when it happened. No, it was 1 year. Oh, my. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
That's bad sibling.
Marty.
It is.
You could have seen the state title.
Imagine coming home with a trophy and you're like, where you been?
What's that from?
I won the state tournament in tennis. Oh, wow.
No big deal, Steve. Says as a kid. Yeah.
It was like that.
No wonder he didn't mind if you left early. He didn't even come. He didn't even watch me play. Why are you even here?
I was.
You don't know my middle name. You don't know that when I won this thing. Why are you here?
I think it's
you don't even
Bruce.
Know if there was an hors d'oeuvre or not at the cocktail party.
I think it's Bruce.
Bill, yeah, those are, those are all valid points, except the hors d'oeuvre. I don't think there were hors d'oeuvres. There was what I ate was.
If anyone was there, please chime in. There had to be an hors d'oeuvre last night. There had to be.
Think so.
There's never a social without an hors d'oeuvre of some sort.
I don't think so. I'm going with no.
I believe you don't know his middle name. That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
It's just
Martin. One year apart. Said did not go to it. Had no knowledge of it.
No, no. I knew. I had some vague awareness that he had won something big.
Vague. That's great. Wonderful.
Columbus was great. Ag Park, where I used to work, was very recognizable. I mean, it still looks the same in a lot of ways. Nobody cares about this.
Well, that's fine. Well, thank you for the update.
Tell us
Columbus.
Exactly how Ag Park looked when you were a kid. Spend the whole
very
show.
Important to me.
Well,
the barns haven't been updated. It's a little.
You missed a great event last night also on TV.
Okay.
There was, because you went to Columbus. That was a big event.
Okay.
And last night, the NFL kicked off. And there was an epic ending. The Chiefs win in Kansas City 27-20. But this came down literally to the final second. Lamar Jackson, as time expires, throws a ball to the back of the end zone from about 20 yards out. Isaiah Likely catches the ball. It's called a touchdown. After a long review, they realize that his left toe, like the smallest part.
A millimeter.
Of his toe was on the out-of-bounds line. So after a long review, after it was called a touchdown, it's overturned. Chiefs win 27-20 last night at Arrowhead Field. Epic ending to a good game.
In 1976, was that a touchdown?
If he calls the touchdown, it's a touchdown. Yeah. Then he started 1978. Mike Renfro, Oilers at Pittsburgh, would have sent the Oilers to the Super Bowl. Mike Renfro's in bounds. It's very clear. I'll send you the screenshots. And there's no review. He was in bounds, caught the ball in the back of the end zone.
They called him out.
Called him out.
Mike Renfro.
Three River Stadium.
Mike Renfro.
We talked about it last night.
It's got screwed.
Yes, very much. Well, the whole Oiler Nation took one on that day. So that was a hard toe.
Took one.
That
yes.
was a rough way to lose for the Ravens last night.
I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback from all the Chiefs fans here, but I wish the catch was in because they were going for two. And I want to see. I want to see what's going to happen.
Were they going for two?
Yeah, they were right away. Harbaugh said we're going for two. Going for the win. And I'm like, this is good drama. This is what I want
to
see.
Yeah. When
I'm
hard to game of the season.
First of all, it's the first game of the year. Chiefs lost the first game last year and still won the Super Bowl.
That's so right.
If this isn't like college, where it's like devastation sets in and we're just done. And I want to see the drama. I want to see that catch count, and I want to see what happened on the 2-point play.
What do you do? I mean, getting in from the two is so hard. What do you do? Oh, but you got Mahomes.
Well, Mahomes.
Roll them out.
That's true, but the only thing problem was the Ravens had the ball.
The Ravens had the ball.
Wrong team.
Again, the Chiefs won the game.
Wrong team.
That's the wrong team.
Okay, roll out Jackson.
Lamar can still roll. That's still not a bad play call.
Roll him out.
He ran a lot last time,
the quarterback play was so much fun to watch. It was so – but to watch Lamar Jackson is just like watching – it's like watching an art form that nobody else can do.
What about Mahomes?
He does the things that
– He's great, too.
He does. He's great. But Jackson does things that's just remarkable. So his escapability is so crazy.
He was sacked only one time. And that line was struggling. The O-line did not have a good night
for the Ravens. No, he escaped.
For the Ravens.
He escaped like you wouldn't believe.
He took one sack for 6 yards. He was 26 for 41 for 273 and a touchdown. No picks and no – he did lose one fumble, but on a strip sack. And he ran it 16 times for 122 yards. Your quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
The escapability, as I'm watching as a defensive coordinator, your mind is blown. No matter what you call it, we'll just spy him.
There's
more to it than that. First of all, the spy you put on him, who's going to tackle that guy in space? No. Nobody could.
So
he made so many people miss, and he made some runs that were 6-yard runs. This should have been 10-yard losses.
Really?
It really was. It was. I mean, to watch him, you just need to watch him. I mean, as a fan of the sport, he's two-time he's been the MVP of the league.
He's
twice.
It's very fun to watch.
It's always fun to watch. And Mahomes was outstanding, too. Absolutely outstanding. And he makes – that's the part that stands out with both of them, that they both make plays with their legs. And, you know, that's one thing about – in this game coming up on Saturday is that Shedeur Sanders, as much as he makes plays down the field with his throws, he doesn't make plays with his legs.
Not really, no.
He doesn't. He doesn't make plays. His leg doesn't really keep. He keeps plays alive.
Yeah.
But he has enough ability to take the ball down the field, but he really doesn't do that.
Doesn't do it. He looks to throw.
The thing is, he took a lot of hits last night, though. 16 carries. Oh, yeah. He took some hits on those. So you worry about his health long term a little bit because he's been banged up in the past years with injuries. But when he's healthy and playing like that, he is very, very fun to watch.
What do you guys, what's the nickname for Taylor Swift?
Swifty.
Oh, I thought it was Tay-Tay.
No, she's not Tay-Tay. She's T-Swift.
I don't think it's Tay-Tay.
She's T-Swift.
Tay?
T-Swift.
Tay-Tay?
I don't think so.
T-Swift is the most common nickname that she has.
T-Swift.
I'm not a Swifty by any means, but T-Swift is her nickname.
You're a Swifty.
I am not.
Really watched the second half of the game and then parts of the first, so I missed a lot. I don't know. Did they hardly go to the booth? I don't remember seeing her.
No, they did.
They showed her a couple times.
Yeah,
I was told by Missing Tooth Greg they showed her quite a bit.
Yep, they did.
She was sitting by Kelsey's dad.
Yeah. I'm going to push back on Greg. I'm going to say not quite a bit. I don't remember seeing her. In the second half, I don't remember seeing her one time.
I think they showed her.
They could have. Once or twice
in the second half.
In comparison.
They talked about her quite a bit, according to Missing Tooth Greg. God dang, I thought her nickname was Tay.
T-Swift.
Okay.
Now, again, she's very famous. She might have nicknames I don't know about that people call her, but I think universally, it's T Swift for her.
Off to a rough start here.
Mahomes played for the Ravens.
Right.
And you had no idea that your brother won the state tournament
or his middle name.
I think it's Martin Bruce. Can somebody from the family weigh in? 464-5685. I go by Martin B. It might be Martin Mark.
Marky Mark? So he's just saying
Martin Mark. This is embarrassing. He's gonna be upset.
Well, okay.
No, you know what? Probably doesn't get upset.
Probably doesn't.
No. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Please call David at 402-833-3858 or visit RenewYourAuto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Please go to RenewYourAuto.com again or call or text David at 402-833-3858. We are behind as usual. We have to do a quick roll call here. Quick. Because it's Colorado game tomorrow.
Let's do it.
464-5685. Text your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today on a Friday?
Where will you take in the game? Will you be
at the stadium?
In the stadium, on your couch? Where are you going to be? Are you driving? Is it on radio? What is your location for the game tomorrow? Love to know it.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Let's get to it. Roll call. We got who in Columbus?
Bird.
He says he's here. He's going to watch it in Columbus.
In Columbus.
He says, by the way, that Sip is in the North Park School Hall of Fame.
This is my first school.
Yeah.
Now, that's some controversy because we switched to Lost Creek.
Huh. It's controversy.
Transferred.
Wow.
And he went to the portal.
Sip went to the portal.
We moved.
Oh, that's incredible. All of a sudden, the Colts team is different.
There was a lot of midget football references last night.
There was.
Yeah, and they spoke it freely. Mm-hmm. So you guys weren't there to go, no, not midget. Troy Washhorn said it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Carp said it a couple times. Yeah, midget football. It was big in Columbus.
We're going to YouTube first. Justin with us. We got Bolt from Pender with
Dave,
us.
You know the him, athlete right? of the year, twice in Pender.
Monty in Scotts Bluff on YouTube. Ray in Crofton. That's where my wife is from.
Crofton.
He's at the Cottonwood Bar at Lewis and Clark Lake at 6:18
in the
morning.
Oh, the Cottonwood Bar. He's at the Cottonwood Bar.
That's
right.
What he said.
Or is that where he's watching the game at?
Oh, maybe watching it there.
Jake, put this back
We're on a rough okay, to a rough start.
Yeah, right, fine. He's going to watch Ray.
I don't think the Cottonwood's open.
I wish he would
maybe
be there.
Maybe it
right
is.
Now.
But,
he's going to watch
rough
at the Cottonwood.
Is Bogner's closed?
If Bogner's still
rough
burnt down,
start,
sadly.
Yes.
Jordan on YouTube is going to be in South Stadium. His voice will be gone.
He's there right now.
He's there right now. Everyone's there right now.
Eli is in Washington. He's going to watch from the couch. Troy is in Bassett. He's going to watch it in the backyard with the Blackstone Grill.
Nice.
So he's got the outside TV.
That's right.
TV,
that's
yes.
status.
That is
status right there.
It is.
Genghis is in Hondo, Texas. He'll be watching in front of his 80-inch TV.
80-inch.
Oh, God, that's status.
Status there as well.
That is status
Michelle
also.
In Houston will be watching it from Houston.
Wait a second. Houston?
Yeah, Houston.
I'd like having a Houston listener.
The Hammer says, I'll be about 7 drinks in East Stadium for the game.
7 drinks in.
That's,
all right.
That's light.
According to Jake,
it's a 6:30 game.
I was going to say it, but I didn't have to.
It's a 6:30 game. Ray in North Ogden. Is that in Utah?
Yes, it is. North Ogden.
He's watching from with at his house with his daughter, Cheryl, at the base of the Wasatch Mountains.
It's beautiful. That's a good beautiful setting. Spot. I lived at the base of the mountains up in Logan, which is just there. It's a beautiful mountain pass to go from North Ogden into Logan, which isn't very far, by 20 miles for that pass.
Mountain pass.
Yeah.
Jimmy in Alliance will be in South Stadium, but he's going to Early Bird on Sunday morning, by the way.
Ooh,
he says.
God, that's a good spot. That's a good spot.
John in Tees, South Dakota will be at Council Bluffs Harris Casino watching the game.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The sports casino. Betting, let's go, my man.
Dangerously close to Manawa.
Yeah.
Nick and McCook's having a garage party tomorrow.
Oh, he is.
There'll be a lot of garage parties tomorrow.
It's going to be a beautiful day. El Guapo in KC, we're watching the game in his shop so we can scream at the TV without scaring the wife and daughter.
Yeah. El Guapo. In the shop.
Yeah.
Good idea.
What kind of shop is it?
I don't know. Scott in Lake Coronas will be watching the game from Minnesota. Aaron will be watching in section 20 of the stadium. We've got All Y'all's Daddy is the name here. He says 31-28 Nebraska, by the way. He says he'll be listening from the home of the Huskers at Memorial Stadium.
31-28, that would cause some nerves.
The win's a win.
Nerves.
Julian Broken Bow, age 72, will be watching from home in Broken Bow.
72-year-old, God bless you.
Texting in the show.
Yes.
Lyle in Omaha, you love that name, age 56.
Lyle.
Watching the game at home. It's a Nebraska win tomorrow. Yeah. Wet Blanket, chiming in. He's tuning in. Jeff McCook will be watching in the living room unless he wins tickets from the ticket. Yeah, we're giving away tickets here.
Can we do that?
Hold on. We got an email.
For free. These are free.
We got an email.
If you want to win a pair of tickets, you got three options. You can go to Twitter, follow the ticket on Twitter at 937theticket, retweet the post at the top of the page, or go to Facebook, like our page, share the post about the free tickets, or if you want to come down here, you have until 11:55 a.m. today because the drawing's at noon. The drawing is at noon.
Wow.
And we got two pairs from the ticket here. So come to 1040 O Street, make a purchase from the mill, and you'll have put your name in the box. We'll draw at noon today for a couple pairs of tickets.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
There's stuff going on everywhere.
It's a big deal.
You hear that, Ben? Did you introduce Ben properly?
Young Ben is in the building.
Yes.
we're happy to see you, young Ben. Tony in Fort Bragg is with us. Dirk in Grant City, Missouri Eric and Hickman is going to the game, age 56, by the way. Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, watching at home with a Husker friend, GBR.
Okay.
Jennifer is age 60, going to be watching West Stadium with hubby, of course.
Jennifer and hubby.
That's right. Steve-O in Lincoln, John in Fremont, watching from home. Tim in Dallas, going to watch at a Husker alumni watch site, the game.
Oh, nice. And where's that at?
Didn't they say where the site was? That would be in Fremont.
Fremont. Okay.
Fremont.
Thinking that one. Yeah.
Great city.
Tim
Great
in Dallas. So that was Tim in Dallas. Dallas watch site for the Huskers.
Okay.
Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, watching in the backyard. Josh in Webb City is right now actually listening from Spain. Bayona, Spain?
Spain.
He's in Spain listening to the show right now.
God.
Shout out to you.
We're honored. We're honored by that.
Yes, we are honored. Scooter in Roca. Christian in Nashville watching from home. And we got a lot more, but I can't get to them all. This is Kerry from South Carolina traveling from Hilton Head today to see the game. Coming from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Wonder if Greg's coming.
Greg, are you coming?
Greg, are you out there?
Yes.
Greg in Myrtle Beach, are you coming?
Yeah.
That is the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah.
Stop by and see Sarah, the spirit animal Irwin. Of Lincoln at 48
in Holdridge.
They'll be there today.
Yeah, Irwin Sweeney will be there shooting pool, the former Husker.
Maybe we should go too.
Fridays, he shoots pool with Ron Carroll, my brother-in-law. It's a pretty big deal.
Well,
ex-Husker, you want great
to be
corner.
You want to be in a great mood? That would be that. Those are all great people right there. And then Sarah.
Bill remembers Irwin.
Yeah, absolutely. Then when Sarah, you know, whips by, oh, she just brings energy.
She does.
I'm telling you.
Tomorrow, Nebraska and Colorado, 6:30 p.m. Memorial Stadium. The news from yesterday from Troy Dannon, Nebraska's AD, the balloons are back for tomorrow at least. We'll have 6,000-plus red balloons being released for when Nebraska has their first score, which we have not seen.
It.
The red balloons are back for the AD.
I love that.
Nice.
I do.
Are they biodegradable?
I don't know.
I'm not going to get into the environmentalist talk here, but I've always
that was the setback, correct? That was the setback.
I think that was, you know. Yes. Yeah. You just focus on that one balloon that you'd be like, man, that thing is going to go for a while.
There was. You get focused on that, but the ultimate part of it would fall in right there with the intern at Minnesota who shot off the pyro is when they score and people start letting them off, but there's a penalty. And no one realized that's happened numerous
times. Bad feeling.
It's called back or he's out of bounds or something.
There
everybody's,
they go.
Everybody's let the balloons off. It's like
holding. Number 72.
There's my balloon.
There's my balloon.
Son of a.
Because they're ready to go. They're all telling their kids, too. Let them go.
Let them go.
All of a sudden, not so fast. No.
6,000.
6,000 plus, I think, is the number for the balloons per Troy Dannon. But they're back. Balloons are back tomorrow for Nebraska, Colorado.
All right, I like that.
We also have some Matt Rule audio from yesterday. A couple things we learned.
Okay, yeah. What'd you learn?
Steve, you weren't there?
No, I was in Fremont and Columbus. Fremont, Columbus yesterday.
People keep asking about the kicker situation.
Okay, what'd he say?
It could be a tight game. Matt Rule, what is the formula at kicker for Saturday?
I think Tristan would be the kicker. You know, I think there's probably a spot. Maybe we're whole. We could use hole, but I think we feel really good about where Tristan's at right now. And, John, once he settled down in the game, you know, kicked off the second two kicks, you know, he kicked them with, you know, over four second hang time, you know, kicked the ball through the end zone. So, Tristan's our field goal kicker.
Tristan Alvano is who he's talking about.
That's right.
So it sounds like Alvano's rounded back into form. He also said yesterday, Rule.
This is on the pecking order at running back.
Okay, this is interesting.
This is from Matt Rule yesterday at his press conference.
There's still a lot of hips by play, so it's really, you know, I don't even know how Sat, I haven't seen Sat and the offensive staff's openers yet. So, you know, it could be really any of the guys to start it. But you know, Ramir, you know, the first time we go out on third down, Ramir will take those snaps. And, I think it'll be pretty close to the same. It's just I don't know how exactly the game will start, to be honest with you.
A little non-committal.
Okay, non-committal. I think they should. Now, this, I'm sorry. I apologize in advance for suggesting what coaches should do, but I'm going to do it. They should start Dowdell, and they should hammer Dowdell at him repeatedly. As long as Dowdell is ready to roll, which I'm sure he is. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but that's what they should do. There's no reason Nebraska shouldn't be able to run the ball authoritatively against Colorado and successfully. There's no reason. That's how you win this game. There's various ways. It's not just you're just not going to run it 70 times, but load up Dowdell is the best running back. Sorry.
No, I'm positive. No, I'm fine. With
that yeah. I,
he, will you talk to Coach Rule on this at all?
No,
he's asking for your advice.
Yes,
no, he will not ask for my advice. No, today's Friday. There's no access. He doesn't have access to me either. So
a private meeting with him.
He can listen to the radio. Yeah.
Matt, if you're listening,
if he tries to get hold of Sip, he's not taking your call. He's got a full day.
Load up Dowdell. You got good running backs though. They're a good bunch of. They're good. They should be fine. I think the offensive line should have a pronounced advantage, and I think that's how you get this baby rolling. And then, you know, work it from there. Dylan can go to work from there. There's your game plan. Yeah. Free advice.
Free advice.
Sip's very generous in that.
Yeah.
You're very generous.
Very generous.
Some potential good news on a player that has not played yet.
Okay.
Matt Rhule on Javon Wright from yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. We got a really positive update on him today. So, you know, things are trending in the right direction for him to come back at some point and sooner than later. So, you know, but again, there's a lot of steps that have to happen. So I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you know, he's battling and doing everything right. So we got a really good report literally this morning. So I got a little pep in my step for him. So
Javon,
pretty cool. You see, like when the defense huddles up to go out, he always goes out with them. So it's like, hey, I can't be out there. So play, you know, I'm out there in spirit though. It's pretty cool.
Javon Wright, some kind of medical condition. We don't know. Bayer played really well. Mekhi Bayer played really well in his place. I thought there might be a drop off. In fact, I probably said it on our show that I thought there might be a drop off there, and there wasn't. Bayer's good.
Good player. Yeah.
Yeah. Bayer is one of the better, I thought he looked like one of the better defenders out there last week. So, but it'll be great when Javon comes back. As Bill has said, and I repeat it to everybody, he's a vicious hitter.
Vicious, length, highly intelligent. So,
highly intelligent.
Highly intelligent. Yes.
God.
Football IQ is very high.
Yeah, both those inside guys played well. John Bullock, he played well last week too. So they're good to go at the position, but it'd be great to, you know, Javon would come back, I'm sure be the starter again. It'd be good to have him back. What else, Jake?
More from Matt Rhule from yesterday. Just saying, by the way, the spread is back down to 7. It was 7.5 at one point yesterday. Now it's down to 7.
Ooh, dicey.
Hey, it came down a half point.
Whoa. Yeah.
That means there's money coming in on Colorado. That's what that means, what Bill. It means, yeah. I can educate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Money
Thank
coming in that. On Colorado's side. Oh,
Here's Matt Rhule on the key to keeping players locked in for a night game. Mm. Matt Rhule from yesterday.
Yeah, it's just a slow burn. Like, you know, we bring them over here if they want. You know, if they can come over here during the day, like I'll come over here and I don't know if you can say I'll work out, but I'll do something just to burn off energy. I'll walk or something, and you know, I'll get around the guys. But we have the opportunity to watch some games. It's so much harder when you have a Thursday or Friday night game because you're watching, you know, General Hospital, you know. On Saturday, you can watch some games. I think the biggest thing you have to worry about is not getting too emotionally invested in the game because it's not your game, you know. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to play a lot of night games. You know, I think we're going to be a team that, you know, people want to have on national TV, primetime games, hopefully eventually. So we got to get used to it. But we'll come over here. We'll scatter some meals, give them some free time, and then when the time comes, be ready to go.
The next three are night games.
They are. Northern Next Iowa, 6:30, and then 7 p.m. against Illinois on Friday the 20th.
What did you do to build a night game to kill time? Was it hard?
There's usually a couple things. We did it here when Mickey took over, and then did it all the time at LSU and different places I was at. So if first of all, let him sleep in. There's no reason to get him up like, hey, boom, we're up at 8. No, let him sleep in. We would always go to, it'd be 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10
That's
o'clock,
good.
Go to sleep in.
Good.
Breakfast was always a come as you want. Breakfast is ready. Come get your food.
Come as you want.
Just come in and be able to get this at a certain time when it start, when it would end. And then you would go, and then we'd always take the team to the indoor. We'd always get everybody together, and we'd do about a 15, 20-minute walkthrough just to get people moving around a little bit. Generally, back to the hotel by noon, like that noon is off with the part that Coach Rhule brought up was something I know that Ed Ogeron would just beat into the player's head was like that. Do not waste any emotional energy on a game on TV.
Is that right?
Sometimes there's a game on TV, you want to know what's going on, or there's a game of a future opponent is playing, and you come, you know, like all of a sudden you get yourself tired. It's like, no, you don't want to do that. So give them a chance to come back. Usually they're going to grab a snack at that time. Usually they take a nap for a little bit, and then when it's time to get up and get going, then it's on.
Sounds like a good day
type of thing. So it's a good day. But you, and then I don't know how they'll do it here, but most places, like with Coach O at LSU, the breakfast time, he'd always be there about maybe 9 or something like that, and then we'd always go meet him at breakfast, and then we would FaceTime recruits at breakfast.
Oh.
And so we'd come in, then we'd have all their scores in front, so we'd be like, you'd be like, hey, Coach, I'm going to have you talk to so-and-so like that. They won last night. He had two interceptions and a sack or whatever.
God, so who got that information ready?
Oh, you had it all when you walked in.
Who like did that. It?
The recruiting staff had it for you.
See, so, that's, see so think
if
about
you,
that.
If you hadn't
details.
If you hadn't found the information out of that. And then also, like I said, they'll have it. When we would do, we'd have a meeting at night. Boom, 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 whatever. Very critical, especially night game. Any game. This is a focus night. You don't want to get adrenaline going on Friday night. The game's Saturday. So you don't want to have, it's very just Monday.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Details,
not
details,
Friday.
Details. And then at LSU, when they would get done at 9 o'clock, the kids would, then from 9 to 10, the coaches, we'd watch film, recruiting film in the hotel. And then if all of a sudden, sometimes you'd find out, you'd walk up to Coach O and just say, hey, so-and-so just threw 4 touchdowns tonight, and I got him on the phone. Their game just got over 2 minutes ago. And so you'd take the phone.
Cool. You're working.
You're working all the time. Yeah, there's never a time when you weren't working. So if the assistant coach, they'll have a time during the day, they have a little bit of time, generally, so they're doing their recruiting during that time.
Wow. Dang. See, that's insight. I don't know why, but I don't.
I'd always go for a run, too. I'd always got to run. And before, I always got to run it. I got up like about 7:30, went for a run.
Fitness.
Then went down to fitness. I didn't have my bands with me.
Right. I'd be at the hotel. Got some fitness in.
Yeah.
No, bands wouldn't be weird.
Well, I mean, just running with bands would be a little odd.
And then you can make your choice usually as an
who are we talking about?
Usually as an assistant coach.
Sorry. Apologies.
As an assistant coach, sometimes you can make your choice on whether or not you stay at the hotel or not. So you could leave.
Oh, God, really?
So you might be able to leave, like when the last meeting's over, and you just go, it's not a big deal. Everyone's in bed. You go home, and you're back in the morning, so it's not a big deal. I never did that. I always stayed in the hotel.
Did you?
It's bonus sleep. It was great. You get it all set up in your hotel room. Then when you get done with a meeting, just go up and go to bed.
Wow.
But that was great. Then usually you always went up with
idyllic.
You hope there's a Friday night game on.
Still, yeah.
A late Friday night game.
Kick your feet up.
Yeah, watch a little bit of that. Have a little snack.
Yeah.
That's always my main meal, was the snack that night, and then be up and ready to go.
Good report.
Nice.
Good report. So, yeah, Nebraska's going to have 40 recruits in the 40 recruits who already have offers. So there's more than 40, but 40 of them have offers. Dawson Merritt is one of them.
The new Bama commit.
Yeah, he's still coming. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Michael Terry. Those are two names that I know. So obviously you bring in a bunch of recruits. So that's happening too. All right, that's a good report.
Yeah, there's your update from Matt Rule and Sip on recruiting there.
Yeah, and Martin.
Marty with B, maybe Bruce, yeah. I'm not
Marty
sure.
B.
Just wonder what would have happened if Mahomes went for 2 in that game.
Be tough.
They got Mahomes, right, roll him
stop,
out.
Stop.
He switched teams at halftime. It's incredible. They made a trade.
So that game was a good one.
I wanted to see that play so bad.
Yeah, you did.
We were robbed of an even more epic ending.
I wanted to see the 2-point play.
I love the 2-point conversion, but I would tell you this, it's very difficult.
It's hard. Yeah, the numbers aren't great.
No.
But when you talk about difficulty, the odds do go up when you have that type of quarterback. Mahomes' odds go up. And
it
same
does.
Thing with Lamar Jackson. Odds go way up when all of a sudden you do everything right. And then I always use the term, when the coaching's over, what kind of plays can they make when
right.
the coaching's over? And that would have been one of those times where he has a chance to also make a play. And they would have a play. It wouldn't be like, we're going for 2 to win it. Oh, hang on.
What are we doing?
Hang on.
What do you want?
Hey, give me a second here, John. I got to get a play.
Up real quick.
No, and everyone knows what the play is.
They do?
Oh, absolutely.
God,
they're not in the huddle going like, whoa, hang on. Say that again? What are we doing? No, they have a very crystal clear idea. They know what play.
What are you doing?
This is the 2-point play.
And what are you doing? Educate us. This is your job. Wouldn't you say there's only so many things you can do going for
there's
two?
There's so many things like that.
You're
going to play very aggressive, very low. There's the one thing that can't happen here. They can't take the top off the coverage because you have a 53-yard safety in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
And so the space is small.
Yeah.
But you're not also going to, what do you think? Think they're going to bail to 3? Think they're going to go to cover 2 here maybe? No, they're not. They're not going to do any of that stuff. It's going to be tight coverage across the board. And then it's going to be as an all-out blitz. Because you can play some different ways. You can bracket some people in coverage. So there's all kinds of concepts going on.
But you just don't hand off. I'm telling you, just don't hand off.
You have a play.
Yeah.
You have a play. Actually, not a bad call.
I don't like it.
Sometimes you get, there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
And did you see, if you.
I don't like the handoff.
So here's the deal. If you were to watch the game, from the 4-yard line, Baltimore's first touchdown, they handed the ball to Derrick Henry, and he just plowed into the end zone.
Your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big horse.
The big horse. My big horse friend.
Big horse friend, yes.
So, so if they give the ball, if they have everybody spread out and he gets the ball, that's not the worst thing you've ever done.
Probably not. But I'd overthink it. I'd overthink it if I was the offensive coordinator.
That happens. Before I get to break, and you look hungry, Sip, and I know it's a Friday, but you need to get to Early Bird. You're starving.
The bird.
You're starving. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch at Early Bird. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It is smothered. Cinnamon roll pancakes. And, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That's right. Okay.
Make sure we have a breaker going in
on Sunday morning.
There'll be a lot of breakers in there. It's make sure they give the hash hole call.
Yeah, when you walk in, don't be afraid to yell. Hash hole. Don't be afraid. Just do it.
People will respond. Commit to it. They'll respond.
19th and K. Lots
last
of parking.
Last time I got a hut, hut, hut.
After an awkward silence, finally get a hut.
We have to bring back the hut, hut. We don't do that quite enough.
We do bring that. Yeah, it's going to happen. So Early Bird, 19th and K. When we come back, FSPs with Bill. Next, an early break of the ticket.
Possibilities.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.